So, have you ever picked up a kaleidoscope and thought, could this actually be worth something someday? I mean, beyond just the pretty patterns.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we're getting into today. Kaleidoscopes have quietly become a legitimate art investment, with some pieces selling for serious money. We're talking appreciation values that can rival other collectibles.
Right, and I think a lot of people still see them as toys. But you're saying the market has really evolved?
It has. Over the past few decades, American artists especially have been creating high-quality modern pieces with precise mirrors and elaborate optical systems. The craftsmanship is extraordinary.
So let's break this down for our listeners. If you're thinking about investing in kaleidoscopes, what's the first thing you need to understand in regards to vintage versus modern?
Great question. Vintage pieces, especially from the 19th century, are relatively rare. Antique kaleidoscopes can be valued upwards of $500 to $1,000, sometimes much more. Condition, style, and buyer interest are key determinants.
And what about those Brewster kaleidoscopes specifically? I've heard that name come up a lot.
Brewster kaleidoscopes are the gold standard for antique collectors. Sir David Brewster invented the kaleidoscope and authorized several manufacturers. Due to their historical significance and rarity, they command high prices. The Guinness World Records notes a fine English kaleidoscope from circa 1830, housed in a mahogany case, sold for £45,500. That's about $74,934. At Christie's in November 1999.
Over $74,000. That's remarkable. So clearly, provenance and rarity matter enormously.
Exactly, and that's where understanding the rarity scale comes in. You've got categories ranging from common, thousands made, down to unique, which is one of a kind. Very rare pieces number only 2 to 5 by established contemporary artists or museum-quality antiques. Limited edition kaleidoscopes are produced in small quantities, often increasing their value over time.
That rarity scale really helps frame what you're buying. Now, what about modern kaleidoscopes? Are they just as investment worthy?
They can be, definitely. Contemporary kaleidoscopes vary widely in price depending on craftsmanship and materials. But here's the thing. High-end kaleidoscope sculptures are a specific area of interest. Some luxury makers use materials like 18-karat gold and precious gems, positioning them as heirloom and art-grade pieces.
So you're looking at the materials, the craftsmanship, the artist's reputation. I mean, it really sounds like buying any other piece of fine art.
Precisely. Artist reputation is huge. Mary Margaret Gibson's The Kaleidoscope Collector's Guide documented over 150 kaleidoscope artists and offered collecting advice. It's a key resource for understanding who's who in the field. And when you're evaluating a piece, you want to look at technical quality, the mirror precision, the complexity of the image, the quality of the objects inside. I remember buying my first serious piece years ago. I thought I knew what to look for, but when I actually held it and peered through, the symmetry just blew me away. That's when I understood the difference between a toy and true art.
I love that. And condition, I'm guessing, plays a big role too?
Oh, absolutely. Condition categories range from new down to enjoyable, where the piece shows significant wear or flaws. An enjoyable kaleidoscope has minimal appreciation value. You want mint or excellent condition for investment purposes. Think of it this way. Condition determines whether your piece holds its value or loses it over time.
Right. Makes sense. That point about technical quality and condition sets up our next piece, the secondary market and how pricing actually works. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Steve Gray Kaleidoscopes. From Gray's woodworking studio come lovingly handcrafted kaleidoscope sculptures that provide mesmerizing magic at the intersection of art and science. Evoking antique materials, but with modern styles, Steve Gray produces limited edition pieces displayed in galleries and private collections across America. Learn more at sgwoodstudios.com.
Picking up on technical quality and condition, how do collectors actually move through the secondary market to find these pieces and understand what they're worth?
The secondary market includes online platforms like eBay and collector societies. The Brewster Kaleidoscope Society, for instance, serves as a community for artists, collectors, and galleries. They actively promote kaleidoscopes as an art form and provide resources for collecting. There's even an annual Brewster International Kaleidoscope Expo with an auction event.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So there's a vibrant community around this. And for someone just starting out, I'd say start by buying what you love. That visceral connection matters more than status or perceived value. But also educate yourself. Understand the artist's background, their training, whether they've exhibited or won awards. Look for originality and passion in emerging artists. That's often a clue to eventual greatness.
That's solid advice. And I think it's worth mentioning that kaleidoscopes are increasingly recognized as legitimate art pieces, right? They're moving beyond the toy perception.
They are. In fact, parlor kaleidoscopes were status symbols in the Victorian era, crafted from high-quality materials like brass and designed for display. They represented technological advancement and wealth. Kaleidoscopes have found a place in serious art collections today. Though I'll admit, explaining to friends that I collect kaleidoscopes still gets some curious looks.
I bet. So to everyone listening, if you're thinking about adding kaleidoscopes to your collection, remember the big three: rarity, artist reputation, and condition. Those factors significantly determine value. In other words, those three elements are what separate a worthwhile investment from something that'll just gather dust.
Right. And provenance adds another layer. If you can trace ownership back to a known collector or museum, that might add value. It's both a science and an art, really.
One last thing. What's the range we're talking about here? For our listeners who want to get a sense of the market.
Auction results for vintage precision kaleidoscopes show a price range from $20 to over $2,000. Vintage kaleidoscopes from the early and mid-20th century, particularly toy versions, typically fetch $10 to $30, while handcrafted pieces by notable artisans can reach a few hundred dollars. And a notable large kaleidoscope installation, the Catskill Kaleidoscope in Mount Tremper, New York, is valued at $250,000. That $74,000 piece we mentioned earlier remains the benchmark for the most expensive handheld kaleidoscope recorded.
That's a huge spread. So whether you're drawn to vintage Brewster pieces or modern artisan sculptures, there's a kaleidoscope out there for every collector and every budget. Have you thought about what draws you to a particular piece when you're looking at kaleidoscopes?
Absolutely, and the beauty is, you're investing in something that brings joy every time you look through it. It's art you can interact with.
I love that. Thanks so much for breaking this down with us today. It's been really eye-opening.
My pleasure. Happy collecting, everyone.